When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favorite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.
When I started school, one of the first things that happened was they weighed everybody. I don't know why. No one else seems to remember it happening to them when they started school. Maybe they forgot. Being weighed isn't exactly the most standout experience in school. Anyway, I was put on the scales and nothing happened. The little red arrow barely stirred. Mum was called, and a doctor checked me over. There was nothing wrong with me. I was just very small. I guess I grew up being used to feeling like I wasn't really there. Like I was just on the edge of existence, just heavy enough for gravity to keep me on the ground. It was never a problem until I left home, when I was told I had to make something of myself. Suddenly, I had to be noticed. I'd have some sort of footprint. I'd never really done that before, and predictably, I wasn't very good at it. I was dancing and shouting as loud as I could. But somehow I felt even smaller for it.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, thank God, Kiri, you're okay.
Yeah? Why? What made you think...
I haven't heard from you in 4 days.
Yeah, sorry about that. I haven't been near any phones.
I'm not mad or anything. I'm just glad you're okay.
Thank you. Me too.
How are you holding up?
Pretty good. I found a staircase, but it was wrecked. I've been scrambling and climbing for 3 days. I knew all that bouldering I used to do would be useful at some point.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been an exhausting few days, and my arms, legs, and, well, everything aches. But I feel weirdly accomplished. I just feel really focused.
I don't think that's weird at all.
The fog's gone too. It's so clear up here, Chris. It's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I can see so far from up here. It's weird. I think I can see the curvature of the Earth from up here.
Seriously?
It's gorgeous. At night, I look out and I can see all the city lights switching on. It's just really peaceful. I feel tiny.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. I think. I feel like I should be having the most existentialist of a crisis right now, but I don't know. I think up here you've got so much perspective. I think I've realised that I'm so very small that there's no point worrying about it.
Sounds like quite the spiritual awakening.
I know, right? I've gone full zen.
Brilliant. This seems to be really doing you good.
What?
Nothing.
It's weird, though, that I felt smaller in the city than I do up here.
There's more people in the city, to a suffocating degree. That should help, but given how little people talk to each other, it's isolating. Everyone's busy trying to do something, trying to get ahead of everyone else. I guess that can make you feel small in its own way.
Absolutely. You okay?
Yeah. I just didn't realize how much I'd miss you.
I'm sorry I didn't call.
It's okay. You would have if you could. I get it. I went out with someone the other day, and I kind of realized that we were going to run out of things to talk about. I think that's more or less true for everyone. I can't get over how normal that felt. That conversation can just expire like that. Like, it didn't feel awkward when the talking died out and we made our excuses to call it a night. That's crazy. That you can run out of things to talk about. What happens when you run out of things to talk about altogether?
You find new things.
But what if you don't?
You do something new.
Just so you have something to talk about?
Well, no, you do it for you. The conversation is just a little extra. Other people don't validate your existence. You do that.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
I got a message from someone today.
That wasn't me.
I'm as surprised as you are.
Everything okay?
It was from Jessie.
And?
She's been trying to contact you.
I've been away.
That's what I told her. She thinks you're ignoring her.
I mean, I was.
That's what I thought. I didn't say, though.
Did she say why she wants to talk to me?
I didn't really want to ask.
Oh, come on, Chris.
What? As far as I'm concerned, it's none of my business.
I told you what happened.
I know. I was there when it all came out.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm not quite over it yet.
It's more than understandable, Kiri.
Am I running away from my problems?
I think only you can answer that.
But what do you think?
I did. At first. I mean, thought you were. But then you started climbing and you just haven't stopped. I think this is something different. I think you're working out who you are with this. And not a lot of people take the time to do that.
I might not come back, Chris.
I know. But I think you will.
Me too.
Where are you now?
I'm at the sort of middle point of the staircase, but the stairs have been destroyed from here on up.
Okay, hang on.
There's a door here. It seems to be the only way I can go.
Wait, a door?
Yeah, the actual door is gone, though. I'm going to stay out here, though. It's not too cold tonight and wind's died down.
Is there a sign above the door?
Yeah. A lot of it's covered in ice, but there's definitely writing there.
What does it say?
Let me see. R something, Terra D something Mort.
Oh, wow.
What is it supposed to say?
Roughly translated, stop, for this is the land of the dead.
What?
You're outside the tomb.
The tomb?
Yeah.
What's in there?
I think it's better if you see for yourself.
Are you serious?
Yeah, trust me on this.
Okay.
You're going to be fine.
I hope so. Are you busy right now?
Not really. Why?
No reason. I just wanted to keep talking.
Don't you have to pay for the phones?
This one's set to toll-free.
Really?
Yeah. I don't mind talking a bit longer.
Me neither.
Before we get into the episode today, I want to give a quick shout out to Twin Strangers Productions and their sci-fi horror adventure audio drama, Syntax, the fourth season of which is coming soon. Syntax is a fantastic show that smashes together science fiction, cryptids, speculative biology, and my personal favourite, linguistics. It follows the story of Silas as he works to translate an ancient text, hoping to find clues that will help his team of six understand the mystery of the breaches. If you enjoy Annihilation, as in the book, not the concept in general, or the Stargate TV series, I think you'll really love this story. Season 4 of Syntax is releasing in April 2024, making it the perfect time to start listening. Syntax is streaming now on all major podcast platforms. Visit syntaxpodcast.com, that's Syntax Podcast, all one word, for more information. Know the depths. Wish for more.